Munk, The Dance of Life, 1925. By exhibiting his paintings together in a series of images, Munk attempted to render the life of modern man as a collective whole. This cycle of paintings later became known as the frieze of life. In 1918, he described the idea in these words. The frieze is intended as a number of decorative pictures which together would represent an image of life. The sinuous shoreline weaves through them all. Beyond it is the ocean, which is in constant motion. And beneath the treetops, multifarious life unfolds with all of its joys and sorrows. The Dance of Life, here in a painting from 1925, is a motif recurring in several versions and is regarded as the core image in The Frieze of Life. In it, the rituals of life and love are enacted as a dance with the shoreline as the stage. The three women in the foreground are archetypes. The innocent and expectant maid is clad in white, reaching for a flower. The dark-eyed temptress, dressed in red, is in the whirlpool of an ecstatic dance with her spellbound companion, while the aging woman, dressed in black in the twilight of life, is posed with her hands folded in her lap and her head bowed. The Frieze of Life was exhibited under a variety of titles. In Berlin in 1893, it was called Study for a Series, Love. In 1914 in Oslo, called Christiania at the time, it was dubbed Frieze, Motifs from the Life of the Modern Soul, before being shown again in Oslo in 1918 under its final name, The Frieze of Life. These related exhibitions were far from homogeneous, and only a handful of motifs remained in the series throughout its evolution: the kiss, melancholy, and the scream. To Munk, the Dance of Life summed up the central theme in The Frieze of Life: love's flowering, the dance of life, the summit of love, its gradual decay, and finally, death.